All right, next up, we've got Jocko Homomorphism, who covered The Noah Plan by Peter Schilling for Mike Lamb.
The sun is moving closer and the atmosphere gets hotter as the system overloads, fighting these adverse conditions, loading for the expedition, everyone must go, everyone must go. The fools that think the worst is over, they won't live to be much older, why do they remain, why do they remain? Everything is ready, everyone that's coming has been safely brought on board. The time has come to leave again. Activate the Noah Plan, returning to the universe. Give out the word, abandon Earth.
And who knew that Peter Schilling wrote any song other than Major Tom? Apparently, he's done other stuff. No, I'm kidding. But the guitar in the original track sounds exactly like the guitar from Major Tom, too. So it's very, very recognizable, sort of Peter Schilling, the original Peter Schilling.
Yeah, it's on the same album.
Oh, really?
Yep. Error and the System from 1983.
Okay. I did not know that. This cover, though, is a really good take on it. I think maybe some of the chords were changed, and I'm down with that. I'm really good with that. It's his own sort of take on the song, and I appreciate, you know, changes like that. Jocko really captured the attitude of this song and the spirit of it, and I thought it was a really good chorus and a really good performance from Jocko. I was really happy to hear this.
Yeah, so I know Jocko personally. We went to college together, and so I know, you know, I know his style. And when I listened to the original, I was trying to listen to all the originals before the covers were released. I didn't get through all of them, but I was trying to. And when I heard the original, I was like, oh, this sounds like a Jocko song. And then my wife listened to it and she's like, oh, this sounds like a Jocko song. And then we're like, hey, Jocko covered it. And this sounds like a Jocko song. So this was one where I thought the cover was pretty faithful to the feeling of the original, though I think they actually improved on the original. They actually did the German accent a little bit. Like, that's how faithful they went. But they did it really well. I think maybe even improves on the original. I think Mike Lamb noted in his mini review that the synth riffs at the end, they're kind of sort of call and response synth things. They're really cool at the end. Just the synth sounds that Jocko has access to or has come up with. I don't know how synthesizers work, but, you know, technology has come a long way since the 80s, and like it feels like this is what they were going for, but here's the, you know, improved synthesizer technology and everything, so here's just a better version of it.
Right, we have polyphonic synthesizers nowadays.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, Jocko definitely captured that new wave synth pop sound, and I also keyed in on the German accent. I'm like, why is there a German accent? And I went back and looked. And this whole album was originally done in German and was only later made into English. And that song was a Major Tom was a one-hit wonder and was the only song that really made it across the pond back here. But the whole album, I think, was big in Germany, and it was originally sung all in German. Yeah, I like this too, and I thought the synth and bloops and 80s drum machine sounds that Jocko used were just super appropriate and right on. And I know that he's a big Devo fan, so I thought, oh, yeah, the sort of new wave thing is perfect for Jocko.
I'm sorry. We're fucking up our pronouns, and I apologize. Not on purpose. I should be better about that.
Did we get Jocko's pronoun wrong?
Yeah, it's they, them.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. So, all right. I'll go in and ham-handedly edit our keys out. Sorry, it's not funny, but yeah.